Hello, my loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, Election Day 2023. Good to have you with us. And tonight, there's only one place to be on the radio for election coverage, and that is right where you are right now, News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll have the replays of the interviews with Mark Poloncarz and Chrissy Casilio from 7 until 9 p.m., and then 9 p.m., the voice of Hardline, our political show, which airs every Sunday morning. Joe Beamer will take over, along with David Bellavia, a Medal of Honor recipient who lives, breathes, and eats politics. And he lives for election night, as does Joe. So we'll have you totally covered all night long here on News Radio 930 WBEN. My bride and I will probably just go out and have dinner. Just shows you where our priorities are. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, 12 and a half minutes after 5. Did you vote today? If you didn't vote, why did you not vote? And I cannot believe this has not come up yet. I cannot believe it. Nobody has called in to talk about or complain about early voting. Nobody has done it. I was seeing if it came up naturally, organically, but it did not, which was much to my surprise. And depending on the results tonight, in part, the GOP had best get itself into the new mindset regarding elections, or the GOP is going to find itself about as relevant as the Whig Party, W-H-I-G Party. Back to the calls, 803-0930. Star 930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. And let us go to Joyce in Newstead. Joyce, how are things in Newstead at the polling place? Is everything in order? Everything kosher? Everything cool?
Well, that's why I'm calling, because I'm having a really hard time getting to the polling place today. And I've always been a voter. I just, first of all, let me go back to your last comment. The GOP already is irrelevant, but that's another topic for another day.
Well, I would like to explore. I would like to explore why you feel that. If it's okay with you, I don't want to get you off your topic, but why do you believe the GOP is irrelevant?
Well, it seems when the Democrats have control, you see massive, major changes. Boom, boom, boom. One right after another. When we have control, I mean, what, we're still waiting for the J6 tapes. It's just like we do nothing, which is partially because of all the rhinos. There are no dinos, but there are a lot of rhinos.
Yeah.
So I think that's really the big problem there. While we still have all these rhinos in the party, we're really not going to see the changes that we try to vote for.
Let me ask you a question just out of the blue here, as far as rhinos, dinos. Locally, do you think the Republican in name only, the rhino, do you think that they are as big of an issue locally as nationally?
No, I think it's more national because, as you know, locally you can control things more. When you get to that national level, everything kind of gets lost in the sauce. Because even if your local representatives are voting what you put them in there for, you have too many rhinos drowning it out. And there are no dinos. I don't know. If you know a dino, let me know. I don't know of any dinos.
Well, you know what? That's a very interesting question, because at this point, I'm not sure exactly what the Democrat Party stands for. And let me explain, if I might just take a moment of your time to so do. When I look at President Kennedy and his administration, I see a president of the United States who was Irish, Catholic, and had a D after his name. And yet, that same individual in 2023 would probably be run out of town on a rail as a Democrat.
Well, look at his nephew.
Which, you mean Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah, look how well he's doing with the party right now.
Well, how well or how well he isn't doing, the point, I guess the point I'm trying to make is that I don't know exactly what the Democrats are anymore, because the Democrat Party that I grew up learning about in school is completely different than what it is today. It's almost become the Democratic Socialist Party, as opposed to the loyal opposition, or as opposed to any other label that I can think of affixing onto a group of people. It's gone, the Democrat Party in general has gone, and this is not exactly breaking news, far, far to the left.
Yes, and that's the other point being that I don't think John Kennedy would have even, today, he would not be a Democrat. They would have nothing to do with him today.
I don't know that if it's interesting, if we went through primaries again, as we did back in the 1960 election, I'm not sure how far JFK would have gotten given today's hardcore Democrat voter. I'm not trying to make this a petty political recondite issue. I look at the feeling of the time back then, and I compare it to what we're going through right now, and there's no relationship that I can discern between President John F. Kennedy and AOC or the Squad.
Yes, and how many, I can put maybe one or two handfuls of Democrats who I have heard say, I did not leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. You know, the middle of the road ones.
Well, that's true. And in fact, that expression obviously has been around for a while. And you might remember when President Reagan visited Buffalo and Western New York and was walking up, I think it was Niagara Street, with Buffalo Mayor James Griffin. And Mayor Griffin at the time said exactly what you just said. Hey, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. It left me. Of course, he ran as a Democrat because that's what you did when you were Irish and from South Buffalo and you wanted to be the mayor of Buffalo.
That's too funny because I'm originally from South Buffalo.
Well, you know of what I speak.
That's too funny. But back to the voting thing. I have no confidence. I'm forcing myself to try to go. I remember back in 2016 when we were all talking amongst ourselves, oh, we have to all get out so we can overcome the fraud. I mean, when we got to say that to begin with, you have a problem. And it's only gotten worse and worse and worse. And to me, it's just a big dog and pony show right now. And I don't take this decision lightly. And I haven't ruled it out completely yet. But by now, I would have already voted. But to me, I understand our right to vote. Did you see 2,000 Mules? Did you see True to the Vote? I mean, it's just a dog and pony show right now. That's all it is to me.
Interesting. I mean, and here we have a lady who, I'm going to guess, and don't correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to guess that you are middle-aged. Is that? I'm going to guess that you are middle-aged. And we have this complete metamorphosis which has taken place between you and the party into which you were born, and what it has become now. And what it has become now is, again, it's become a party of left-wing extremists where, just to bring the conversation full circle, President John F. Kennedy would not have been welcomed in this version of the Democratic Party.
No way. No way in you know what.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here. I feel really bad about not wanting to even go. But the other part of me is just like, enough is enough. And said, it's low turnout after Corona, after the after the illegals invading our community, there's a low turnout. You got to be kidding me. Maybe a lot of people are feeling like I am, that it's just useless and a joke.
I'll put that question out to other people. Do you feel that voting has become worthless and a joke? And why and when did you start feeling that way? That is a legitimate question without going down conspiracy theory tinfoil hat alley. I think it's a legit question to ask people.
And I'll say I started feeling this way in 2020. 2016, Trump caught them by surprise. They didn't know what to do. They were so sure Hillary was the shoe-in, there was no issues. 2020, though, is where everything came to light, as far as I'm concerned, with the voting. I think we need voter ID. We need some changes, because this is ridiculous. Yeah, it's our right to vote. It's our God-given. People died, fought. Yeah, well, too bad for them, because today, my feeling, it's just a dog and pony joke show.
My love, I would like you to hold on, because I need to explore this a little bit further, because you are a Democrat and you sound like you could be Phyllis Schlafly right now.
No, I am not a Democrat.
Oh, I thought you were. Joyce concerned about voting. She wants to vote. She's been a regular voter for many, many years, but she's not sold on the process being legit anymore. And can you put your finger on any one specific example of why you have lost faith in the process?
Okay, well, let's go back to 2020. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I went to bed. Trump was ahead in 6 states, some of them by very, very good leads. They quit counting. I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, and all of a sudden, Joe Biden's ahead in all of them states. After they quit counting, mind you, it doesn't take a rocket scientist there to figure out maybe there was some hanky-panky. I've seen the videos. I've seen the hearings. Let's go back to 2,000 mules. Let's go back to True the Vote. I mean, how much more do you need to say there's something wrong here?
There's something rotten in the state of Denmark. Very, very interesting. Anything else you'd like to add on to that?
No, I think I'll let it go there. I thank you for letting me get a little bit of my frustration out. And I said I haven't really ruled it out completely, but do any of us really think to me, that's the biggest race right now. Do any of us really think she's going to be, I won't even call him a nasty name.
Well, I have some very strong feelings on that, but I guess I ought to avoid expressing them at this point, because a lot of people would not like what I have to say about that particular situation. So you probably have read my mind successfully. thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, you're just thanking me. Okay, well, you're more than welcome. It's polite day here. All right. It's politeness, man. There's a National Lampoon feature from the 1970s and the steel hanky of manners. All right. Maybe two people in the audience might remember that. Sorry. P.J. O'Rourke, very brilliant writer back in the day. We have news coming up. We have more of your phone calls coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. I can't believe nobody has organically brought up this whole early voting thing. And again, if the Republicans do not get on board with it and understand how to capitalize on it, they are not going to be a viable political party. They're going to be in the dust, and you're basically going to be left with the Democrat Party light and the Democrat Party left. And that's about it. And I hate to say that, but that's just the way I see it. Thank you to Tanner Saunders behind the glass making the magic happen. Also, just a personal thank you. I want to thank Gina Latuca and her husband Joel Latuca for a very, very nice wedding card. Thank you, guys. That really meant an awful lot. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There was no gift card in it, however. I couldn't help but noticing. I think that means we have to take you guys out to dinner, and it would be our great honor and privilege to do so. Anyway, thanks to Gina and Joel. Really awesome. Thank you. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. We're talking about, obviously, election 2023. You're going to get the best coverage available anywhere here on News Radio 930 WBEN tonight. We'll be replaying the Poland Cars and Casilio interviews, the county executive race for Erie County, and we'll also have our live coverage underway with Joe Beamer, the voice of Hardline, our political show on Sunday mornings, and David Bellavia, Medal of Honor recipient and a man who knows more about politics in a hangnail on his little finger than I do in my entire body. So you've got coverage that is going to be second to none on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we appreciate you listening. And by the way, we appreciate all the calls today on this off-year election, but certainly generated a lot of interest, and very happy to see that. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And let's get back to the calls, shall we? Here is Frank in Holland. Frank, I'm just kidding about the no gift card. Come on, don't take me seriously. Here is Frank in Holland. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Good evening, Tom. Hey, you know what? I'm on my way to vote. I understand your previous caller, the hesitancy and the disheartened, about voting. I mean, look at the citizens audit that Erie County just had proven, and they ignored it and then whiplashed it when they did pay attention to it. And so I get that, but
look at the former head of the Erie County Democrat Party. I'm sorry, but exactly. That does not exactly instill one with a sense of confidence that elected people or people in politics are prone to doing the right thing. I find that entire escapade disgusting beyond words.
Yeah, they'll have a convenient memory about that, of course. But I got to say that I'm on my way to vote, and I just have to say I can't vote for Mr. Do As I Say, Not As I Do, Mr. Hypocrite. I mean, all the pharisaics and all the misogynists, can vote for him if they want. But it's really going to put, Erie County, it's going to define us. I mean, if we let this guy, who's got a history of, misogyny, he's got a history of hypocrisy beyond belief. I mean, that's going to define Erie County. And, there's so many different examples that I could give, but I'll just give one that really touched my heartstrings.
You mean like having parties for people when everybody else was told not to have parties for people?
Well, he literally told everybody not to travel and not to gather with your family, and then he did the exact same thing. He and Burstein both did it on Thanksgiving. So, but that's not the example that really bugged me. What really bugged me is he locked down nursing homes worse than prisons, but he opened up Buffalo Bills Stadium for a game. I mean, here are people that can't visit their dying relatives. I mean, they've literally been subject to standing on the lawn. That SOS group goes out and stands on the lawn with people, and they sing to them from outside. And they're doing it still. But here they lock them down, worse than a prison, and this guy opens up Buffalo Bills Stadium for a game. That's just insane.
Frank, we wouldn't allow our inmates to be treated like that. Our prison inmates, you couldn't get away with treating them like that.
Well, apparently the Democrat leader in Erie County, Mr. Poloncarz, feels that prisoners are worth more than senior citizens who spent their entire lives serving and growing and nourishing, and then here's the Democratic Party is going to be defined by something like that. The Democratic Party is going to be defined by a guy who literally do as I say, not as I do, by somebody,
Frank,
who has weaponized the Department of Health and weaponized.
You know, Frank, forgive me if I'm out of line here, but I'd like your take on this. What I don't understand, because, you know, we draw this line in the sand, Republican, Democrat, your side, my side, da-da-da-da-da. What I don't get for the life of me is COVID deaths alone in nursing homes were certainly not limited to people on the right side of the political continuum. And are there no Democrats in Erie County who had to watch on FaceTime as their mothers died of COVID? This affected so many people, irrespective of party. That is what I'm having a hard time dealing with. That, of course, I realize I'm speaking as though the race is already over. But,
well, you know what? Look at Cuomo. I mean, he's telling everybody not to do this, not to do that, and then talking about, you know, him. He was hugely responsible for all those deaths. Just like Poloncarz was for all those winter storm deaths. He's been in there how long and he hasn't got a winter plan? You know, oh, I didn't know what to do. It was different, and blames it on Brown. But look at Cuomo. I mean, he did the same thing. And then he had his mother on TV at the house with him, you know, rubbing it in everyone's faces. I'm sorry, but, you know, the Pharisaic attitude of the Democratic Party right now gets me nauseous. It just gets me nauseous.
Yeah, so. And I don't even think you need to be a Republican to be made sick by the blatant and wanton hypocrisy that we saw during COVID. I mean, it's so easy. Again, it's so easy to demonize right, left, Democrat, Republican. But my goodness, this affected everybody. And how people can give him a pass on this kind of behavior is, quite frankly, beyond me. But I wish I could see this race coming to a conclusion other than that which I think is going to come.
Well, these things are not about Republican or Democrat, but if we reelect them, that's going to define the Democrat Erie County. I mean, literally. I mean, how can you avoid saying that you're going to ignore all those bad experiences? And the only intelligent argument that I've heard out of anybody about, you know, the difference between Castillo and Poloncarz was experience, political experience. Well, poor, pitiful, disgusting, bad experience for so many years does not trump different experience that Castillo has. I'd like to finish on that. It's just,
no, you know, that look there, you know what? And Frank, we've talked about this quite a bit, because one of my pet peeves is people say, "You're so smart, Tom. You're so smart." And I know how stupid I am, okay? I'm not trying to just be intentionally self-deprecatory to win fans. What I'm saying is, all of us, you have different skills than I have. I have different skills than you have. My skills are of no less or greater value than yours. And Chrissy Castillo has certain skills, I'm quite sure, which surpass Mark Poloncarz, even if there is an absence of political experience. If nothing else, she's got her dad, who knows a thing or two about politics and how the game is played.
Well, look at the experience. Do you want a different experience with the support background to get the job done better than what he's done? Or do you want Poloncarz's political experience, where he's lied to people, he's shut people off, he's weaponized, you know, the departments, he's been the total hypocrite in so many ways it's made national news? All these different pitiful, poor, corrupt political experiences that people are saying, well, he's got the experience, he's got to be better. Well, no. If you think about it, different experience. I mean, if somebody else were in office, whether it's Democrat or Republican, and they performed as pitifully and corruptly as Poloncarz, wouldn't have made the first term. I mean, well, no, would never get reelected.
when you say corrupt, I would like to focus in on that and say, I think morally and ethically corrupt. I can't say that there's been a quid pro quo financial situation, but the appearance of impropriety, the appearance of, as I believe you said, do as I say, not as I do. It is nauseating, and I just have a horrible feeling that when this evening is all said and done, we'll talk about a Poland Cars landslide. The Buffalo News will be in a state of jubilation. They'll probably light the Buffalo News red, white, and blue to commemorate it. And yet any other politician or any other person in public life who had engaged in the kind of hypocrisy in which Mr. Poland Cars has engaged would be vilified, excoriated, be in excruciating pain, probably also have their internal organs ripped out. Maybe that's just going a little bit too far. But you get the point, because you made the point earlier. I don't take it lightly, sir.
Stadium. Look at the corruption of the stadium. He kept his own political peers out of the negotiations. And who knows what's been going on. We're still unfolding what's going to end up happening. And when it comes down to it, what's it going to be like in a couple of years? Who's follow the money?
All right, know, sir. I thank you.
Where is he going to get a job?
Well, he's going to get a job in New York State. Thank you very much. I think if Mark Poland Cars wins re-election, and I hate to say this, but I believe he's going to do so, and I think he's going to handily do so. I don't think he's going to. It's not a question of I'm not going to run for another term. I think it's a question of, and he says, it's my intent to serve my term. Well, you know what? It's my intention to hang out with, I'm not going to, with Jenna Jameson, but it's not going to happen. All right, and I'm just kidding, by the way. A friend of mine who just happens to be kind of a big shot with the New York State Police sent me a picture of his wrist saying, I voted. He got a wristband that says, I voted. And he wants me to show him proof that I voted. I didn't get a wristband, but I did vote. I absolutely voted, and if I need to, I'll be happy to post my Board of Elections information on the Bowerly WPN Facebook page. I mean, if it's that big a deal, if my word is really not good enough for you, back to the calls on WPN, just being overly sensitive here. Denise on a cell phone. Welcome, my love. You're on WPN.
Be quick. So today my daughter came over after work, and I reminded her that she needed to vote, and she told me she already voted. And I said, you did? And she said, yeah, they have voting where I work. I said, well, how did you vote there when you don't even live in that town or district? She said, I don't know. I didn't know that you have to go to a certain place. She said she walked up to the table. She told the older woman what her name was. The woman thumbed through the iPad, tablet, whatever, and she didn't sign anything. The woman gave her a ballot in a folder. My daughter went, sat down, filled it out, put it in the machine, and left. What's that about?
I'm not sure I understand any of this.
Right? I'm trying to get her to go to our district in our town to vote to see what, you know. But basically, she voted and she didn't sign anything. And she doesn't even live in that town.
Wow. You know what I would do? Before you have her vote where she should have voted, I would call the Erie County Board of Elections. I would write down the name of the person with whom you speak and the time you spoke with them before you do anything else, because of all the people in the world, it'll be your daughter who ends up getting right. charged with voting twice. So make
that's
sure you take careful
yes,
notes.
That's what she said. She goes, I'm not going again because I'm not getting arrested for voting twice. I said, but they don't even have your name. She said, but I put my voting sheet right in the machine, and it said your vote counted. Goodbye. Like, what the heck?
I understand why you want your daughter to vote in the district in which she should have voted, but before you do that, you want a paper trail so at least you have a defense should they come after you.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm just, she won't do it. She said she doesn't want to do it, which, whatever.
All right.
She passed her ballot. It went through, so.
Yeah. Well, I know a really good lawyer who could help you out.
idea or anything.
Oh, my God. Doesn't that just instill you with the feeling that our elections are fair, honest, and accurate?
Right. When I voted today, my son, we went and they asked my son what his name was. He said the last name, and then the voter person said the first name, which was not him, and, like, flipped it to sign, and my son's like, that's not me. That's my dad.
Good Lord. And you, and he's been, I you know what? I don't even know what to say. There's got to be a better way. You know, if you have to show ID before you get cigarettes or nicotine lozenges, why do you not have to show ID before you vote?
Exactly.
Why isn't it just done on a scan? Thank you, my love. I appreciate the call. Folks,
last response was Trump was right. There is voter fraud.
Imagine that. Thank you kindly. I appreciate hearing from you. And I appreciate, folks, I appreciate all of the calls today. Everybody contributed mightily to the show. Thank you so much. Buffalo's Evening News with Tom Puckett coming up between 6 and 7. 7 until 9, we'll have the interviews done with Mark Bowlenkars and Chrissy Casilio in the Erie County executive race. And then starting at 9 o'clock, all hell will break loose in a good way with David Bellavia and Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you again for all of the input on the show. Best Election Day show ever, and that's really because of you. On News Radio 930 WBEN.